Baker had Lieutenant Henry Hine, a former Colorado cavalryman he hired, approach Lucy on November 5, 1865, posing as Clarence Howell, an ex-Confederate spy seeking a pardon. According to Hine, Lucy told him that for $300, she could secure him a presidential pardon within 12 hours. Hine said that Lucy claimed she had obtained many pardons in the past and must charge a high amount because she had to split her fee with various government clerks on the take. Hine paid Mrs. Cobb $100 Baker gave him to serve as a retainer and got a contract and receipt that he turned over to his boss. By November 8th, Lucy had all the signatures needed for the pardon, including the president's, and told Hine that all he had to do was swear an oath of allegiance to the United States the next day, and he would be officially pardoned. Hine paid Lucy the remaining $200. At 6 o'clock that evening, Lucy and Joseph Cobb heard a rap on the door of their room at the Avenue House. Baker stood there with another detective. He ordered the couple to grab their hats and coats and come with them downstairs to a carriage that would take them to his headquarters. Once there, Baker parked Joseph in a chair on the ground floor and took his wife upstairs to his office. He told Lucy he intended to break up the pardon broker operation in Washington and demanded the $200 Hine had given her. Mrs. Cobb refused to surrender the cash, saying she had a friend in the White House. Johnson had signed these pardons. "This will cost you your commission," she said. "I shall see the president tomorrow and have you mustered out of the service." Baker threatened to slap handcuffs on her and search her himself. Lucy turned over the four $50 bills Hine had given her.